This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right, so another reason that I ain't shit and you shouldn't listen to anything that I have to say. The other day I was enjoying some crackers and peanut butter, Ritz crackers and peanut butter, one of my great joys in life. And noticed on the Ritz box that it says the official cracker of the NCAA. For some reason, that's hilarious to me. I know I'm reading it the wrong way, but fuck it, you only live once.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
I pray to the death of me. Long as there's breath in me. God keep blessing me. When the devil be testing me. To all my soldiers in the field,
it's yours.
Run the marathon for the win,
it's yours.
The world is yours and that's the reason. If that ain't something, I'll give you something to believe in.
Something to believe in. Serenade stimulus running through a precinct. They sent my brother a check when he was doing.
Oops. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flynn, representing the White Pants Society. And I got to thank you, first and foremost, for, you know, giving me a little piece of your day to talk through some stuff. You know, I don't know, tell some jokes, whatever it is that we do here. I appreciate you. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. And I really do appreciate that. So, I don't know, getting into the proceedings this evening. Man, yeah, that was a clip from Sky Zoo's new album. Man, I'm completely spacing on the name of the album, but Sky Zoo got a new album out and it's dope. That song, Something to Believe In. I don't know, I think that was a couple of the songs I had already heard. He had released a few singles leading up to the album. So a couple of the songs I had already heard, I think that was one of the songs I hadn't heard that like struck me the most, my first playthrough. Since then I found several other songs that I also really enjoy. It's just a dope album. Top to bottom, I say it's one of the few albums in a while that I think I really can listen to like start to finish straight through, you know, no issues. But yeah, Sky Zoo got an album out. It's super dope, so I wanted to celebrate that with my intro music. Man, this is the first weekend in a while that I have not had Chef Elise. So we didn't do any. There's no Chef Elise updates, no cooking updates, nothing like that. I feel like I should have something I could say about my daughter, even if I don't see her this week, but I don't know. I realized that like I don't have a life at all, and I need to work on that, because like not having my daughter, you know, this Friday night, like just threw me completely off, man. Like I had nothing to do. I was bored. Definitely felt like lonelier than usual. I think I ended up sitting in the living room just like watching TV. I caught up on Midnight Miracle, that Dave Chappelle podcast, which is super dope. I think I hit the episode this week with David Letterman on it. And like, I don't know, it's just amazing to see that these, you know, amazing artists are just like amazing people, that they're not just comedians and they're not just musicians or whatever it is, you know, that their expertise lies in, like that's not who they are in totality. That they're just amazing people. When they have conversations about regular life, those conversations are also amazing. And like, you know, they don't have to be doing stand up or rapping in order to say something dope. So yeah, David Letterman has over the years become one of my favorite people. And, you know, he proved it again, like just hanging out on the show with Dave Chappelle, Mos Def, and Talib Kweli, and like fitting in perfectly. I don't know if it says more about them or it says more about him or just dopeness in general, but that was my Friday night. That and some Annie's mac and cheese, which I buy for my daughter. And then like every week, I'm like, what you want for dinner? And I try to slide in the fact that I got the mac and cheese. Like, I could make you some mac and cheese. And she always gives me the look like, I don't know. Let me think about it. You know, like, I don't, I guess kids just fickle that way. Like, what, you know, 1 month, something will be their favorite thing in the world. And the next month, they could give a fuck about it. And that's like where she is right now with the mac and cheese. And I went all in on the mac and cheese. I like was buying like value packs of like this Annie's, you know, mac and cheese that I thought was healthy or organic. I don't know why Annie's struck me as like this was a good thing to do as a dad. But yeah, I went all in on it. And now I got all this mac and cheese that nobody eats. So I sat and like listened to David Letterman and Dave Chappelle and Most Def and them have a conversation while eating, you know, some macaroni and cheese made for kids alone in my apartment on a Friday night. It's quite depressing and sad. Like, it's horrible. And I think I even tweeted about, like, missing my daughter. And I think it may have come across like I was being denied my daughter. Or it may even have come across as, like, a cry for sympathy. And that's not what I wanted. That's not what I intended it to be. Like, the reason that Chef Elise wasn't with me this week, purely my decision. I wanted to transition from seeing her weekly for these shorter visits to doing it every other week, but having longer visits. And so this is one of the first weeks that I don't have her, in preparation for having her for a longer period of time next week, which is Father's Day weekend. So this is, you know, 100% a dope situation. Not at all anything that's like, I don't know, should engender any sympathy. Or not at all what I was looking for. Like, but maybe that's how I came across. If anything should engender sympathy, is the fact that if I don't have a 6-year-old or 5-year-old with me on a Friday night, I have no idea what the fuck to do. That's sad. But with that out the way, let's see what else we can get into. I did have something I wanted to talk about, a little life lesson. Let me take a sip real quick. Hold on. I got two types of tea with me right now. I got some, what is this? What do they call? Holy basil. I got some holy basil tea, hot tea. And I got this, like iced, I don't know what this is. This is white tea, but it's got like a hoppy flavor to it. So that's, you know, craft brewed hoppy white tea. Non-alcoholic, by the way. You know, you say hops, that might trigger some people. Non-alcoholic. But it's a tea and it's pretty dope. So I'm enjoying it. I'm going between the iced tea and the holy basil tea for my anxiety. I'll let you know how all that works out. But man, I guess my message for this episode, and we'll see how long this story takes. I wanted to tell a quick story about why you should never second guess yourself. Like, never. Now, if you have an idea, you should just run with it. And like, you should run with it until you can't run with it no more. Like, just, you know, close your eyes, you know, grit your teeth and just run until you can't run. Like, you know, just, I don't know. And this is not a lesson. Like, this story is not a story I'm gonna tell that's coming from a place of somebody who's been successful by doing this. Like, this is not like the viewpoint where I get the concept of why you shouldn't second guess yourself does not come from a place of me not second guessing myself and the reason that I'm successful, because I'm not. This is more of a lesson of from someone who has failed, who isn't successful, who has failed in certain things because I didn't value my own ideas. And that shit keeps coming back to me in strange ways and like just kicks me in the ass every other day to remind me in the future that if I have an idea, if I have a thought, if there's something I want to try and do, the better choice every time is just to try and do it. To do it, don't try, just do it. And, you know, and take whatever lessons come from that attempt. It may be success. You never know. But anyway, true story, right? So the other day, I'm in my office. I'm in my office at home, and I'm supposed to be working, right? But, I mean, that's every day I'm supposed to be working. And if I'm being honest, not a whole lot of that gets done. But I decided to turn on the TV this day. I'm taking a break from the work I'm not doing. And I'm sitting in the office. I'm in a good mood, man. I'm in a really good mood. Like, I like being in this space that I've turned into my office. It's really well lit. And I have a great view. And I'll sit in here with, like, the blinds open and maybe even the patio door open and just I'm getting the fresh air and the natural light. And I feel real good when I'm in here most of the time. And I just got a new computer. So now my setup looks like way more professional. So I sit in here sometimes and just, like, I'm amazed at how dope my life has become from where it was. Not saying, like I said, this is not kind of a story from a place of success. I have not achieved anything, like, great yet. But compared to what it was, like, things are very, very dope right now. So that's the space I was in when this happened. And that mood didn't last very long because, you know, I turned the TV on and I got one of those Fire cubes or whatever. And so, you know, the first thing you see on the home screen is like ads for shows and stuff like that. And I had no idea what I wanted to watch. I don't really watch a lot of TV. The majority of what I watch is animated because that's, I don't know, I'm just that kind of a nerd. So when it comes to like regular TV and stuff like that, I do like just search around and try to figure out what may be interesting. So I've seen, you know, ads for different shows. There was an ad for this new Anna Paquin show or something. I think it's on Prime called Flack. I don't know. I don't know what it's about. I was intrigued for like a second. You know, so I clicked on it. I didn't watch it because I actually remembered that I was only intrigued by the idea of the show because Sookie Stackhouse, you know, and Anna Paquin really hasn't been, like, I don't know, good in anything since she was Sookie Stackhouse in True Blood. She kind of sucks. Right? Actually, she kind of sucked on True Blood, but at least on that show, she got naked from time to time and kind of balanced it out. But none of this has anything to do with the moral of the story. I just like to, you know, share my thoughts and feelings. So I came back to the home screen and I scrolled some more. I knew where I wanted to go. Like, I knew where I was heading. It was almost like kind of hoping that something would stop me before I got there. Like, I would just run into something unexpected and dope, and I would do that. But yeah, I'm trying to get to the app that I know I want to go to, and I'm passing through a few more What's New ads. And, you know, and something else caught mine out. For those of you who know me, and that's not very many of you, but for those of you that know me, y'all know that I really like stupid white teenager stories. Like that's my shit. Like, that's, I don't know, for some reason that is my genre of film that I love the most. It's like I love those goofy, I can't relate to it at all, like high school tales from these like super white towns, you know, that would never make any sense to me at all. Like, but these are my favorite things in the world. Like, I'm a huge Michael Cera fan. I'm a huge Ellen Page fan. Sidebar, because I know I just fucked up right there. I had to look up her name on the IMDb page for Juno because I couldn't remember the name of that actress, actor. I don't know. But yeah, you know, he has been one of my faves for a while. But when I looked it up on the IMDb page for Juno, I realized that, you know, Ellen Page is now Elliot Page, having just recently transitioned. And yeah, man, I don't know. I just, no punchline to that. I just thought that was interesting that, like, Elliot Page played a pregnant teenager in a movie not too long ago. So, you know, that's the world we in. But yeah, Elliot, I'm a big Michael Cera fan. I don't even know if I can say I'm an Elliot Page fan because I have not seen Elliot Page in anything as of yet. Like, how does that work? Do I say that I have that? Like, are we saying that Elliot Page played Juno in Juno? Or I don't know how it works. I digress. Anyway, like, those are the movies that I like. Like, Superbad, Juno, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist is like probably my favorite of all time. These are my movies. I also like Wes Anderson films, and not because I'm just trying to be weird. I feel like people who have a favorite director are sometimes like trying to be weird, but I didn't know they were all directed by the same person. I just liked a bunch of these movies and then found out at some point that they were all directed by the same person. Like they definitely had similarities and things like that to them. So I should have caught on to that. But once I realized the director was Wes Anderson, then I could look out, I could look for movies that were like that by looking for Wes Anderson films. And now I'm a fan of Wes Anderson. These are other reasons why people don't consider me black, but fuck it though, whatever. I just really like the movies. I like what I like, and I can do that. I was a big like Michael J. Fox fan growing up, and you could use that as a way to question my blackness. But I really would challenge you to tell me anyone who is my age that can say that they weren't a Michael J. Fox fan. I mean, like Teen Wolf, my nigga. Like, you know, like seriously, like that wasn't one of the coolest things of all time. Back to the Future. These weren't like cool moments in late 80s, early 90s childhood. Teen Wolf was a dope ass movie. They even like y'all are, most of y'all may be into the show that they tried to make out of it. But the original Teen Wolf, not the sequel, that was some bullshit. I don't even think I saw that. But the original Teen Wolf, like a dude becomes a werewolf in the middle of a basketball game. Crazy. Michael J. Fox was one of my heroes growing up. Matthew Broderick, you know, as Ferris Bueller, is another classic. You can fast forward a little bit to movies like Cruel Intentions, you know, Sarah Michelle Gellar and that, what's the other, I don't know her name, but she looks like mildly retarded or whatever. I don't know. That was a dope movie. I wanted that car. I wanted to be that dude too. What was it? Was that Ryan Philippe or something like that? He got us in trouble. I don't even remember what it was, but at the time, he was one of the coolest people in the world to me. I remember my 60-year-old uncle, 60-plus. I don't know how old he was at the time. He took me to see Wild Things. I don't know if y'all remember that. But that was a Nev Campbell, Denise Richards movie. And that was weird that my uncle took me to see that. Because I want to say maybe I was in middle school. I definitely don't think I was in high school. But I want to say I was in middle school. And I'm not really sure why he would choose that movie for a middle school kid. It was like me and my younger cousin. It was super weird. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that he decided to take us because I would have missed out on it otherwise. There was no other way I would have seen that movie or even probably knew it existed. But for a, you know, preteen kid, that was an amazing movie. Amazing movie. Maybe kind of, you know, foster my love for that genre of film. That wasn't so much like goofy white teenage. Maybe it was. It was a weird movie and it was like a lot of nudity and girl on girl action. But again, I digress. So yeah, so this is my like genre movie that I like, you know. And so to make a long story longer, I'm scrolling and I see this movie called Spontaneous, right? And I can't really tell you, you know, why it caught my eye. I didn't have my glasses on, so I couldn't really see from the thumbnail that I was looking at that it was like two, you know, white girls face to face covered in like blood and guts or whatever. But for some reason, the name and what I could see in the thumbnail, it just looked like one of these movies I've been talking about. It looked like something that I would be interested in. And so I clicked on it. And so basically the premise of the movie, I guess, because I haven't watched it yet. It is in my watch list, but I have not watched it yet. But it is about a day in the life of a teenage girl after like members of her like high school senior class start spontaneously combusting. Like, you know, as dumb an idea for a movie as you could possibly imagine. Just insanely dumb. But I want to see this film. Like, It sounds like my kind of, it sounds like something if I fell asleep on it, I wouldn't be upset about. But it may hold my interest, you know, enough to put me to sleep. So I want to watch it. But yeah, but that's what I got from the description. And, you know, when I, you know, finally got a close look at the thumbnail, I could see, you know, the bloody faces. And it just sounds like, you know, it sounded like fun to me. And it's, I don't know. But this is, as crazy as it is, this is an actual movie. And it's streaming right now. I think when I, like, clicked on it to see where I could get it, I could get it on Prime and Hulu. So the thing is all over the place. Like, it's a movie. It's a real movie. People are watching it. It's streaming. It's on, like, the front page of my Prime, whatever, ads or movies. And it's, this is fucking me up because back when I was in high school, I had a friend named Chicken Wing. Like, stay with me because I promise there's a point to all of this. Like, but I had a friend named Chicken Wing in high school. And we were, in my opinion, we were best friends. I don't want to speak for him. He may have had way better friends than me, but he was definitely my best friend from like the 9th to the 11th grade. Like, we talked all the time. We actually formed a rap group at one point. We had plans to start a record label. I think it was called Sunshine Entertainment or something like that. It was, you know, it was corny, but we had dreams. I don't know. I think he and I actually came up for the idea for the Injustice and like Mortal Kombat versus DC video games way before that shit ever came out. Like, we came up for that idea. We were planning out like move sets and all kinds of stuff. Like, we were fucking geniuses. Like, this is what I'm trying to help you understand, is that we were geniuses. We were ahead of our time. Flan and Chicken Wing, or Chicken for short, but that was my homie, and we was doing dope things and just didn't realize it. But anyway, one of our favorite things to do, you know, one of the things we enjoyed doing more than anything else in the world, was we would sit in class. We had a lot of classes together. We would sit in class, making sure we had an unobstructed view of the door leading to the hallway, right? And then we would spend the entire, you know, period, whatever, you know, class we was in, we would spend that entire class discussing what we would do if the next person that walked past the classroom in the hallway, if their head blew up. And this was the, you know, this was our discussion on a daily basis, like for days, weeks, months. Every time we saw each other in the same class, we could sit and we could spend an entire hour and a half period, whatever, however long the class was, just waiting for somebody to walk past the classroom and then having the hypothetical discussion of like what would happen if their head were to explode. And it was the greatest thing in the world for us. Greatest thing in the world for us. It was a running gag. It never got old. It was probably only funny to us, but it was hilarious to us. And now the shit is on Hulu and some, you know, white kids are making all the money from it. So I'm saying, like, never second guess yourself. People, we had the premise right there in our hands and we would build on it every day. If we had written the shit down and thought it was a dope enough idea to shop it somewhere, maybe that would be my movie on Amazon Prime about high school seniors spontaneously combusted. But that just goes to show that no matter how dumb or asinine the idea may even appear to you as the person who hatched the idea, there's probably a market for it. Like, there's just like, just never second guess yourself. Just try it. Just try it. And if it fails, it fails. But if it don't, you know what I'm saying? You won't be kicking yourself 20 years later, you know, when you're in a good mood in your office and you see somebody made the movie that you and your friends talk about every fucking day for, you know, multiple years. I don't know. And it's, you know, this is just one of like what I feel like is 100 ideas that I've shrugged off during my time and have come back to slap me in the face. If you ask me, I had the idea for Treasure Trolls way before the little trolls with the gems and shit in their stomach. I had that idea. I wrote a short story about it in like maybe elementary school, maybe the first couple of years of middle school. I don't know. I wrote a story about some, they wasn't trolls. They was like kids, but they had gems in their chest, and the gems, you know, gave them certain power. I had that idea. We could have done that. What else? This podcast, what is TWS? If I haven't explained it before, I'll explain it again. TWS initially stood for That White Shit. And it was supposed to be a show about with me and my homie that was also from the East Coast, black guy from the East Coast, now in Austin, adjusting to having to live around, you know, white people more frequently and trying to understand some of the things that they do. Some of, you know, that we look at things and be like, man, that's that white shit. And the fact that we now have like white friends that we're close enough with, we can have these conversations about what is that white shit. That was what is TWS. What is that white shit? And then they could also ask us questions. And it was supposed to be a cultural exchange. And we scrapped that. We scrapped the idea. Not so much the idea for the cultural exchange, but definitely the idea for the name. Because it didn't seem like you could market something like that white shit. Like, it felt inherently offensive. And people wasn't going to take it the right way. So we scrapped it. Now, a couple years ago, I see King Kurian. I don't know how to pronounce people's name, but y'all know the dude. He had like a YouTube show called That White People Shit or something like that. And fucked me up, man. I haven't heard anything about the show since then. So I'm guessing that, you know, it didn't take off. So maybe I got spared some failure for not going down that road. But it was a good enough idea that somebody got behind it. Like, he was able to, like, I don't know, get it to pop off some kind of way. But I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it really only takes one good idea to, like, change your life. Like, you really only got to hit the lottery one time. You can play and lose a million times, and you really only got to hit the lottery one time. So from now on, that's how I'm operating. Like, I feel like I'm probably annoying, especially with the shirts, but fuck it, though. Like, that's a shirt. Fuck it, though, like. If I say something more than twice, I'm putting it on the shirt because I just need one to pop and it could change everything. I'm going to play the numbers game from now on. I'm going to keep shooting until something go in. That's just how I'm operating. So I don't know. That was a long story about something, I hope. Maybe it feels like nothing at this point after I said it. But hopefully, so just don't second guess yourself. Like, I have had what I believe were dumb ideas, and because I thought they was dumb, you know, or because I didn't feel it was possible to make an idea come to fruition. Like, you have an idea about a video game, and you were a kid in middle school or high school or whatever, you have no idea how to make a video game. So you have an idea, and you might just let it die because you don't know how to act on it. And that's what I said, like, one of the greatest things about this podcasting journey, you know, whether it ever becomes successful or not, I've learned that the only difference between you and the people doing what you want to do is that they doing it. Like, you just take a step, you know, Google some shit and then read one article, maybe read a book, maybe try that shit out. But there's the gap between where you are and where you want to be, or what you're doing and what you want to do, is not as crazy as you think it is. You just got to take a step and take another step. You just got to go from thinking to executing, from dreaming to executing. So don't second guess yourself. Don't second guess your dreams. Execute. You only got to win once. You can win several times. I'm not saying you can only win one time. I don't know. Now I feel like I'm explaining more than I need to explain. But that was the point of the story. And I wanted to share that with y'all. That's what I do on this show. I share my experiences and what's going on with me in the hopes that somebody can relate. And it may mean something to you. So I appreciate y'all for letting me talk. If you made it this far, you are the real MVP. You dope as fuck. Hold on. So we're going to do our normal calls to action. Zaya Fitness, Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness. Hit him up on Instagram. He can help you get your fitness and nutrition goals where you want them to be. Again, another time where this is me not taking my own advice, but if you got to take that step from dreaming to executing. I got to take that step. I've been talking about hitting him up. to get myself right. I need to execute. If you on that precipice right now too, just execute. Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness. Hit him up. He can get you right in terms of your nutrition or fitness goals. And he's a cool dude. Dope individual. Holla at my man. Also, if you're looking for ways to be impactful, this is another one of the situations where things may seem more difficult or too difficult to even attempt to do anything. But if you're looking for ways to be impactful, to change, you know, some of the things you see in the world right now, ttcharities.org, great place to start. Hit up the website, see what they got going on. Donate what you can, time, money, books, clothes, repost, a like, a retweet. It all goes a long way. But it's definitely a way to go from sitting in your house, hating, you know, the way things are going, to getting involved and being a part of a positive change. Go from, you know, dreaming to executing. So ttcharities.org, please check them out when you get a chance. And then, yeah, if you want to execute in terms of supporting the dope-ass black podcast, I ain't going to say it's dope, but it's my podcast and I'm black. But if you want to support it, execute. Hit up whatistws.com, check out the store. Tell me what shirts might be a part of a shirt popping. Like, tell me what shirts you like, what you don't like, what you don't. Give me some feedback, if anything. Or buy something if you think it's dope. Coupon code ALGORITHM, ALGOTHRIM. I hope that's how you spell it. I don't know what I just spelled. But that ALGORITHM, look it up. That'll get you 20% off your entire order. And that'll go for as long as it goes for. We'll see. But, yeah, hit up the store. Let me know what you think of the store. Buy some shirts. Get 20% off. Support a black podcast. Support Sheffy Lee's going to Disney World one of these days. Whatever it is, like, just execute. Be a part of something. With that being said, that's about all I got for this episode. I'm going to let y'all out of here. Thank you for rocking with me. I'm going to finish off with some more from the Sky Zoo album. Another song that I really like. Culture-ish, I think, is the name of the song. Yeah, I can only do these really short snippets, so you know, if you get a chance, check out the album. I really wish I knew the name of it. I feel bad about that right now, but it's Sky Zoo, SKYZOO. You look it up and you'll find it, and it's dope. But until we speak again, be safe, be easy, be the light, and I love y'all. Holla.
And they just wanna be positioned where you've been. Sorta like how they turn living single into friends, right? Collage that for you to comprehend it. And make homage to new black like I was Knowledge Bennett. They said it's corner store calligraphy on how I pen it. And sneak around a henny, and if I got time to finish, for real, pour another one for me.